This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This is going to sound kind of obvious when you hear me say it, but bear with me for a second, would you? This is a big country, which means what's happening in the economy is going to hit different parts of the country differently. Inflation is, of course, the subject at hand. People who live in cities are having one experience. Out in the countryside, it's just not the same. Researchers from the University of Iowa, in fact, show that rising costs and slower growing incomes have cut small town households' discretionary income by 38% in the past year. That's 17% comparably for those of us in cities and suburbs. Marketplace's Savannah Marr wanted to find out how this is all playing out in her rural community. So she sent us this dispatch from the East Mountains outside Albuquerque.
My new favorite neighbor is a mini horse named Buster. He's super cute, sort of reddish-brown, and he wears his mane in a braid. He's not shy about asking for treats.
He smells your apples.
I'll give him another one. Buster's owners are Tracy Tobias, she's a veterinary technician, and her husband Chris Morgan, who works on a military base 40 miles west in Albuquerque. Tracy says they live out here in the mountains in part so they can have horses in their lives, four of them. There's the baby, named Roquefort, and Banjo, the old man of the group.
He's my therapist. He's my best friend. The emotional attachment to him is just so strong.
And a rescued Clydesdale named Tinkerbell, who Chris adopted after coming home from a deployment in Afghanistan.
That's my peace. That's my spot. You know, some people go to the gym. Some people go music, dancing. I get horseback.
But over the last year or so, caring for these horses has gone from financially manageable to overwhelming. Take feed prices.
Banjo is a geriatric senior horse who can't chew hay. His pellets used to be $12, a 50-pound bag.
Now it's up to $18, and at two bags a week, that adds up. Plus, the cost of vet care and services like hoof trimming are surging.
It's really stressful. I'm looking at possibly having to get in a second job.
Inflation also has Sharon Lewis looking harder at her work situation. She's a massage therapist, and she commutes 120 miles round trip from the small town of Edgewood, where she lives, to Santa Fe. A year ago, she says one client a week would cover her gas bill. But by midsummer this year,
I was now having to rely on two people a week to pay for the gas back and forth between Edgewood and Santa Fe.
Lewis also has a home practice in Edgewood where she'd like to start booking more appointments, but she says there's a reason she typically commutes.
Well, I have to take into consideration that there are not as many people who have disposable income in Edgewood.
Particularly right now. This is how that huge drop in small town households' financial cushion starts to affect whole rural economies, says University of Iowa sociologist David Peters.
People are going to belt tighten. They're going to see, wow, we don't have a lot of money left over every month.
So they don't spend as much on local goods and services, like massages.
They can't really cut back on their driving to work or to take the kids to school or to go get groceries.
That inflexibility is what Stella Conklin wants city people to understand. She lives in Moriarty, 10 miles from the nearest grocery store and 17 miles in the opposite direction from her job as a county prosecutor. And she can't just hop on public transit to reduce her fuel costs. She's got horses too, and it's hard to cut back on those expenses. So in her big household, it's the human food budget that's taking a hit.
If you just happen to want to eat something here, you better hope the chicken's late in the morning sometimes, because that's just, I mean, it's how it is.
Conklin already switched jobs once this year for a higher wage, but it wasn't enough to keep up with inflation. She's putting off some home repairs and her retirement plans, and she and her husband haven't been able to do much for fun.
We don't go to horse shows at all anymore. I mean, it's been a year since we've been to a horse show because there's just no money. We very rarely even get to haul off property to go trail ride just because the gas and all these things that kind of give you quality of life.
And things that make living in a rural place special, she says, are slipping out of financial reach. In Edgewood, New Mexico, I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.